Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The holiday season is crucial for many retailers' annual profits. Both newcomers and long-established entrepreneurs are counting on holiday shoppers to help sustain and grow their businesses. But for Native business owners, their work is more than just making money. Amy Dinetdeal is the founder of For Kinship. She is Diné. She talks about leaving behind the corporate world to build a business rooted in her own values. She says providing a way to help young Native talent provides a way for her to derive deeper satisfaction in what she does.
It just came to the point of wanting to kind of be able to mold a business based on my values. I think the pillars of my brand are reciprocity, legacy work, conscious consumerism, and joy. Those four things together. And that's kind of like a hard fit in the corporate world. So I think that was a big portion for me in order to honor my indigeneity. It was really to start and decolonize all the things that I'd learned all those years of working in corporate business. I mean, there's definitely some really positive things on learning how to create wealth. But the joyfulness for me is being able to create that wealth and reinvest it back into my community. I mean, taking money every month and purchasing things directly from our Native community and then being able to, you know, consistently support that. That's to me something that is in my wildest dreams, you know, to be able to do that with business.
That is founder of For Kinship, Amy Dinetdeal. Another entrepreneur, Ruth Ann Thorne, just opened the Native Star Gallery in San Diego. She's from the Rincon Band of Luseño Indians. Thorne says a cornerstone of her business is to support both well-known and emerging Native designers. She says she wants to bring an awareness of Native authenticity to a broad range of customers.
We really have done a great job of finding some of the top designers in Indian country. But also we're bringing in people who are unknown that maybe don't have an opportunity to bring in a lot of resources. Maybe they're from a smaller tribe and they find us. We do have some art. We have Cara Romero. You know, we have a lot of actually art, but our primary focus is fashion. And I feel that that is something that is so important because although there are a lot of fashion shows everywhere, we're always seeming to cater to the audience of our own people. And what I'm trying to do is pull Native Star into the actual modern day retail space so that we are not necessarily just selling to our own people, but we're pushing those boundaries and we are becoming exposed to the non-Native community, which to me, that's where my passion lies.
That is Native entrepreneur Ruth Ann Thorne. Jeremy Arviso is an artist, designer, and entrepreneur. He is Diné, Hopi, Akamel Otham, and Tohono O'odham. Arviso says he draws on the strength of Native resilience to keep his business fresh and thriving in the face of the ups and downs of the highly competitive retail designer world.
When you're presented with an obstacle, you have to figure out a way to learn from it. And by not giving up and sticking to your guns, you're showing that resiliency that all of us have in us as Indigenous people. And it takes one person or a group of people, though, to, you know, recognize that you have it in you. And a lot of us just need to be reminded. So I do this thing I try to do it every day. It's called 90 Seconds to Success, where I constantly talk to my phone and I give 90 seconds of just whatever it is I'm talking or thinking about that day. I'm literally saying it for me to remind myself, but a lot of people listen and it's just kind of turned into this thing. And so now I think that's one of the things that all of us should practice daily is talking to ourselves and reminding ourselves just how great we are and where we come from and what our bloodline is. It's very important moving forward as Indigenous people to have love of self and love of our people.
Each of these Native entrepreneurs says the retail environment is unpredictable and this current high traffic season appears to be slower than previous ones. But they say the key to succeeding in the long run is not to get bogged down in any short-term setbacks. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.